Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And today we're going to be taking a look at the works of Marvin Hamlisch in a show we're calling Marvin Hamlisch on Stage.
This show was prompted by the arrival of a charming collection called Hamlisch, Play It Again, Marvin, which was put together by his associate Kevin Cole and features the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra conducted by J. Ernest Green. And this is a concert that Cole is taking around the country, and we've decided that rather than use movie and stage music, we're going to just present music from the many shows written by Marvin Hamlisch. And his most famous one is the source of our first three selections. Kevin Cole at the piano is going to play something he put together called a chorus line concerto. And this comes from Hamlisch, Play It Again, Marvin.
Thank you.
We began Marvin Hamlisch on stage with a chorus line concerto played by Kevin Cole.
Now, A Chorus Line was an international hit and still is. It's still being performed around the world. So we thought rather than play the original company, which we have, or the revival, we'd go around the world with two selections, and we'll start in Japan. Here is I Can Do That. It's sung in Japanese, and unfortunately, we can't tell you the name of the performer because neither of us can read Japanese.
姉さんの得意なステップできるとも僕にもすぐにやり方覚えたできるとも僕にもある朝姉さんがサボったチャンスだ代わりに僕が大きすぎる靴に靴下を詰め込んで 大急ぎ駆けつけたできるともできるよ先生も驚いたその日から毎日がダンス Thank you 姉さん 今じゃ結婚してデブできたよできるぞできたぞ
From the original Japanese cast of A Chorus Line, that was I Can Do That.
Well, we've been able to trace at least a dozen foreign language original cast recordings of A Chorus Line, and we're going to sample another one, the original Italian cast. And here is the finale of A Chorus Line, one in Italian.
Lei.
That was the finale of the original Italian cast featuring the company with the finale one.
We'll continue with another hit show that was written by Marvin Hamlisch, this time with Carol Bayer Sager. It's They're Playing Our Song, and this too played around the world. We're going to listen to the title song-ish, They're Playing My Song. This time, however, we've got a recording of Marvin Hamlisch doing it because this appeared in this review, Play It Again, Marvin.
Oh, they're playing my song. Oh, yeah, they're playing my song. And when they're playing my song, everybody's gotta shh, shh, shh. Don't say a word now. Listen to that sweet melody. I'm happy to say, in my own humble way, every perfect note of that was written by me. Ha ha, they're playing my song. That couple's humming along. That couple half at the door is coming back to hear more of my music. At first I thought this place was a dive. I chose it in haste, but they showed they got taste. As long as they're playing my song, who would have known 2 years ago I would give birth at my piano. In honesty, you got to admit, I knew this song would be an international hit. I thought they're playing my tune. Too bad it's ending so soon, but when we all gotta go, it's good to know that they'll be playing.
That was Marvin Hamlisch and what was probably a demo recording of They're Playing My Song from They're Playing Our Song, as heard in Hamlisch Play It Again, Marvin.
Lucy Arnaz was the leading lady in the Broadway production of They're Playing Our Song, and in London, Gemma Craven appeared opposite Tom Conti. Here is leading lady Gemma Craven with one of the nice ballads from the show, I Still Believe in Love.
You think I would give up on life, get off this line, but maybe I might get it right this time. I was there as passion turned to pain, sunshine turned to rainy days, yet here I am, ready to begin once again. content with who I am. I'm reaching out my hand to him once again. At least I know I've made myself a friend. All my life I've been a dreamer, dreaming dreams that never quite came true. But I still believe in love, and I love believing. I'll keep on dreaming.
Gemma Craven, the leading lady in London for They're Playing Our Song, sang I Still Believe in Love.
They're Playing Our Song is loosely based on the relationship between Hamlish and Bearsager. And when Hamlish was apparently injured, he was in a hospital room and he was writing music. And they do that wonderfully well in the show because his three alter egos pop up from behind the bed with toy pianos, and that's our next song. Here's Robert Klein from the Broadway cast with Fill in the Words.
You play a C, you get a C. That's simple, that's easy. Then there was you, and there was me. Not so simple, not easy. I'm never quite able to say what I feel. I know that sounds absurd. The only way you can hear me is to listen to my song without words. That's what I'm feeling right now. And I'm writing this love song just for you to fill in the words. You were everything good. I know you love me. I just couldn't make us work out. And all I could do was leave it to you to fill in the words. Fill in the words. If I had the words, I'd have a song, and maybe it could tell me where I belong. With you I had the words for free. It's just in loving you I was losing me. Understand that until I can find those words for myself, will you fill in the words? Fill in the words. Were you more? I'm the coat rack, wants to come back, wants one more try. Where will you be? Will you still fill in the words? Will you?
From their playing our song, that was Robert Klein and his alter egos with Fill in the Words.
Play It Again, Marvin features a recording of a song from Gene Seberg, the flop musical that Hamlisch wrote for London and the Royal National Theatre. And I prefer the recording made by John Barrowman, which we played a couple of months ago, but we're going to repeat here. So from Gene Seberg, here is Dreamers, sung by John Barrowman.
They will climb. There are dreamers who don't believe in time. Only dreamers have worlds where they can fly far away. Certain dreamers have kingdoms they will build, filled with treasures and dragons to be killed. Only dreamers have wings with which to fly far away. Some people dream of being rich, while others dream of being tall. And there are people who don't dream at all. Dreamers have shooting stars they chase. There are others with nightmares they must face. Sometimes dreamers are forced to leave their dreams far away. And there are people who don't dream at all. Sometimes need to take the time to find treasures and mountains we can climb. And maybe we dream to change the way that we feel. 'Cause to dreamers, the real world can be
John Barrowman sang Dreamers from Gene Seberg, one of the rare flops by Marvin Hamlisch.
The Goodbye Girl played on both sides of the Atlantic to varying results, and we're going to go first to the New York cast for a song written by Marvin Hamlisch and David Zappel. Here is Bernadette Peters, and she's joined by Scott Wise and the company for A Beat Behind.
One, two, three, four, lift those legs up higher. It's time to perspire. I wanna know where your fire is. Harder,
behind. Half alive, seems my whole damn existence is a beat behind. I'm not a seed and in need of condemning. I've got the drive to survive of a lemming. Time made me obsolete and a beat behind.
Push a class, cause it gets tougher. Paula, you're a beat behind. Arms apart, for your art suffer. Paula, move your sweet behind. Stop looking glum, overcome by inertia. Some season soon, Tommy Tune may rehearse ya. He'll keep you on your feet till you lose your mind. You're a beat behind.
Out of shape and exactly as I thought. Behind. Look at her with the lungs of Madonna and a tot. Behind. Somebody get me an antidepressant. She's at the most maybe post-adolescent. Time can be so unkind. I'm a beat behind. This is so perverse. Better call a nurse. Better yet, a hearse.
From The Goodbye Girl, a musical based on the film by Neil Simon, that was Bernadette Peters, Scott Wise, and the company with A Beat Behind. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to Marvin Hamlisch on stage on The Dress Circle.
The Goodbye Girl also played in London, but Marvin Hamlisch decided that the show needed some new songs, and he hired British lyricist Don Black to work on several new numbers, and we're going to hear the London leading man and leading lady, Anne Crum and Gary Wilmot, sing one of those new songs for The Goodbye Girl. It's called The Future Isn't What It Used to Be.
At last I got the part that I always wanted. This show's gonna run for 100 years. What an adventure! Suddenly the future isn't what it used to be.
They say the world can't be all balloons and roses. There are other minds, I can prove them wrong. Look all around you, you'll agree.
Something's been missing from all of our lives. We've been searching and searching and now it arrives. What an adventure! To boast, but I give the greatest sky. What an adventure suddenly. Can you believe it? Finally, the future isn't what it used to be.
From the London cast of The Goodbye Girl, Anne Crum and Gary Wilmot sang The Future Isn't What It Used to Be.
Hamlish teamed up with Craig Carnelia for a musical version of a film I don't care for very much called The Sweet Smell of Success. We're going to listen to one of the scene-setting songs, Welcome to the Night, performed by Brian D'Arcy James, John Lithgow, and The Company.
The street is talking Sydney. Each night I do my rounds. I listen to it talk. The bouncers, the whores, the doormen at their doors, the songbirds who scat, the chick who checks your hat. The whisperers are whispering. They hiss and they coo. The street is talking Sydney. Tonight is talking to you.
Welcome to the night. You've been expecting and you're such a pretty sight. We heard a rumor you were sniffing at the bait, flirting with your fate. Tonight we're gonna get you started. Welcome to the dark. The advantages of swimming with a shark. You're looking eager in that $30 suit, tossing off a cute rim.
Sydney, where you been?
Where you been?
You've been nowhere at all.
Nowhere at all.
Always outside looking in. So come on inside.
Come on inside.
Across the divide.
Across the divide.
Come on inside.
Tonight.
From the musical version of Sweet Smell of Success, that was Brian D'Arcy James, John Lithgow, and the Company with Welcome to the Night.
Most of the people in Sweet Smell of Success are not very nice, but that doesn't mean they can't sing very nice songs. Here's one of the songs in the score I think is nice. It's called What If, and it's sung by Brian D'Arcy James and Kelly O'Hara.
What if you could make him a somebody, somebody everyone knew?
Dallas is a nobody.
What if you could build him up big? I mean, that should be easy for you. If Dallas were one of those men, what would my brother say then? What if you got everyone buzzing about someone exciting and new?
The guy's in Philly.
Not if you got word to the press of the size of the crowds that he drew. A couple of breaks and he's home, combing his hair with my comb. What if you decided to help the way I made a choice to help you?
Well, you better be careful if you do what she wants. Better be careful, Sydney.
What if?
Careful,
Sydney.
Okay, I'll get him a mention in Dorothy Kilgallen.
No, I want Dallas in JJ. What if he could burst on the scene in a highly awaited debut?
You're talking crazy.
What if you remember how recently you were a nobody too? Just give him the start he deserves. We can maneuver the curves. Sydney! To meet a gifted young man, a man you should know, a man in my column.
You want JJ to introduce you to Dallas?
Things are gonna happen, can you feel it? Things are gonna change and change for good. Could you just imagine being happy, just happy? I just want somebody to say they're happy about Dallas and me. Sydney, be happy for me. Come on, be happy for me. Sydney, I'd like you to meet a girl full of life, a girl I could be. A girl who laughs, a girl who can breathe.
From the original Broadway cast recording of Sweet Smell of Success, that was What If, sung by Brian D'Arcy James and Kelly O'Hara.
We'll turn now to a musical that failed on Broadway in 1986, running for only 48 performances at the L'Enfantine Theater. It's called Smile, and it's based on a film the same title, which starred Barbara Feldon and was about the running of, I think it was, a teen USA pageant, a fictional pageant that probably had all of its writing based in fact. Everything that did go wrong or could go wrong went wrong. The score is interesting. I don't know what they found wrong about it. I have to look at some of the reviews of it. But we do have two songs. First, we'll hear the title song, and it's performed on a recording of Unsung Musicals by Harry Groener, and he's joined by Lisa Mayer, Krista Fuller, Lisa Beth Carroll, Julianne Aho, and Nikki Harris does the taps.
Hold that pose, Want a picture of eyes like those. Want to capture that turned up nose. That remarkable chin. Hold that please. Face the camera and say Swiss cheese. Watch the birdie, that's great, now freeze. That incredible grin. When you've got two deep dimples, it's sinful not to have them photographed, grab a shot to knock them flat in the aisle. So hold real still, give my little old lens a thrill. Focus here and my camera will record that smile. I want that smile. I love that smile.
Smile, that was Harry Groener with Lisa Mayer, Krista Fuller, Lisa Beth Carroll, Julianne Aho with Nikki Harris providing the taps with the title song. And I remember the film of this, and I remember just one number, and they're trying to do a dance number with sticks. I think they're singing The Old Bamboo or something, and there's girls basically poking each other in the eyes and smacking each other in the back of the head with these bamboo rods. And I'm wondering if that was part of the choreography for this show.
Well, after the show flopped on Broadway, the creators took it back, and the edition that's available for performance now is very different. But it does include a song that is used by many people as audition pieces and has been recorded several times. The song is called Disneyland, and from that collection called Unsung Musicals, here is Jody Benson to sing it.
That Sunday night, I guess the folks were busy fighting. Joe'd already left home. 11 years old on my own, feeling nothing but lonely. There's nothing to do, there's nothing out there but the traffic down on State 93. So I'd sit through the night by our old black and white TV. And that's when I saw it. That's when I heard it calling, calling me. I Magic Kingdom, Disneyland. Close my eyes real tight, wishing hard I might, wishing hard I may find my way to Disneyland. Gotta get to Disneyland. On a western breeze, magic carpet, please carry me away. Oh, I know you're gonna say the trees are paper mache. It's done with mirrors, the magic there. Each little bird's full of springs. You press a button, it sings recorded music in the air. They've had the mountain refaced. It's only plywood and paste. Go on. I'll turn around and tell you I don't care. I don't care. I will live in Disneyland. Make my home in Disneyland. Maybe it's all fake. That's a chance I'll take. It's perfectly okay. Someone keep me Disneyland. Take me near to Disneyland. And when I get to Disneyland, I'll stay.
From the score of Smile by Marvin Hamlisch and Howard Ashman, that was Disneyland, sung by Jody Benson.
Now, our next song can be used, and I convinced Ted of this, because it did appear on stage. It appeared in the review, Hamlisch, Play It Again, Marvin. So it became a stage song, although it wasn't written for that. This is a song that Marvin Hamlisch wrote with Marilyn and Alan Bergman. It's a song that basically is an homage to his mother, and she used to sing him a Viennese lullaby, and he remembered the tune somewhat, and he asked the Bergmans to write lyrics to it, and he ended up with this absolutely beautiful song called A Mother's Voice. Here to sing it from that review is Sylvia McNair, and she's joined by Judy Harrison.
Together, listen every joy. For
That was A Mother's Voice, a tribute to Hamlish's mother, performed by Sylvia McNair and Judy Harrison.
We are going to end where we started, and that is a chorus line, because the finale of the concert, Play It Again, Marvin, is What I Did for Love. Here it is, sung by Sylvia McNair, Judy Harrison, and Doug LaRock, and they are accompanied by the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra, conducted by J. Ernest Green.
Kiss today goodbye. The sweetness and the sorrow. Wish me luck the same to you. But I can't regret what I did for love, what I did for love. Look, my eyes are dry. The gift was ours tomorrow.
We're done, but join us next week for Parenting Songs. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.